The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, which is sponsored by the Web Financial Group. And today we're getting an update on the company behind a product that we first introduced you to a couple of years ago, Dude Wipes. So we welcome in the dude behind Dude Wipes, Sean Riley, co-founder and CEO. And Sean, you live in Chicago right now, but you are a native of Southwest Suburban Orland Park. And when you were growing up, walking around the Orland Square Mall, did you ever imagine that Dude Wipes would be in your future?
No, can't say back then I did. I think I was still using toilet paper, so we hadn't quite thought of the Dude Wipes idea yet. But yeah, born and raised here locally and still growing the company in Chicago.
Before we talk about the growth of Dude Wipes, we should probably explain what it is. It is a flushable bathroom tissue geared towards the gentleman, hence the name, Dude Wipes. Did you imagine, I don't know if you want to call it the toilet paper space, that there would be such demand for flushable wipes and that you would jump into it?
Yeah, you know, part of our business plan was to kind of look at that the toilet paper industry really hadn't been innovated or done anything new or interesting in a long time. So, you know, the idea was that we could make a splash and, you know, make a new innovative product. But of course, when you get that first load of product and just load it in your spare bedroom, you're not necessarily thinking of when you're going to be on all these shelves and available to people across the country. So, you know, you have confidence in your idea and your plan, but at the same time, it's always kind of like seeing a dream come to fruition when everything is growing in front of you.
And you're expanding to Walmart, which seems like it'd be a pretty good market for you.
Yeah, that's correct. We were at the Walmart open call last summer, which is investing $250 billion into U.S. manufacturing. So that's one of their initiatives. And we got a test at the end of last year in 1,000 stores. The customers, you know, resonated well with the product. The Dude Wipes are doing well. So in June, we are rolling out nationwide into every Walmart's toilet paper aisle, which is about 4,400 stores or so. So, you know, it's kind of that moment where we're saying you can get Dude Wipes across the country now.
And it doesn't hurt to say that it's made in the USA.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. Yeah, that's one thing we're proud of, and we're proud to align with Walmart on their initiative there too.
Do you have a competitor?
We have some competitors on the shelves like Cottonelle or Charmin, but they have, you know, puppy dogs and bears on their packaging, so not quite resonating to the dudes.
So this is really a marketing challenge, more than anything else, because you you said, Cottonelle is there, Costco has their own version, so you do have to more or less make it a lifestyle brand more than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of our goal, is for people to have fun with the product, have fun with the brand. And that's always something we're trying to do differently than the other guys. And that'll get somebody to maybe change their routine, where if your marketing's kind of stale or it's not pointed at anybody, then that could be a tough challenge.
What's your advice to entrepreneurs who have some, think they really have something that people are going to want? What's the first step?
First step is to kind of figure out how to make the product, but I always say don't spend too long on that and just get a product made, get something on the market that you can get to family, friends, get feedback, because if you don't get to that first step of a product, then you could just be stuck in that development stage. So I always say try to get that version one product out and then just learn from there and just keep at it.
Did you always want to be an inventor growing up? I mean, did you see yourself as a Thomas Edison type, or is this the inspiration for Dude Wipes? Was that something that just came at you like a bolt of lightning?
Yeah, I remember in college seeing entrepreneurship as a program, and I didn't even really know what it meant. So I wouldn't say I always was trying to be an entrepreneur, but as I started getting in the work field, I wanted to do things more creative. And then, yeah, me and our buddies were sitting around one day, came up with the Dude Wipes idea, and we thought we'd give it a shot.
Well, it's Isaac Newton, you know, the apple falls out of the tree. either you run with it or you shrug it off. Sean Riley is the co-founder and CEO of Dude Wipes, based in Chicago.